It's your overview show. International break means we take stock, we pause, we think about the month that's been, and we think about the time ahead. Time for reflection.
It's like a new year.
It is, sort of. It's a new phase. For those uninitiated with this show, I think once upon a time its working title was 10 Games from Greatness, referencing Gerard Houllier's ill-fated comments about how Liverpool were 10 games from winning everything, and we didn't. But anyway, managers often look at games in clumps of fixtures and target certain points levels, so we can too. We're going to start the show, as we always do, by looking back over the previous cluster of games that we targeted six before the last international break, which was four in the league, two in the Champions League. And to do this dissecting and to crystal ball gaze with me, I've got Ian Salmon, David Lynch and Andy Heaton. Start with you, Andy. We last show out,
oh, Christ.
We looked at, oh, all right.
Go on.
He's primed. Last show out, we looked at the fixtures. They were a bit of a relief that we were facing relatively easier ones. Fulham, Huddersfield, Cardiff, Arsenal being the only toughie amongst that batch. And I think we looked at getting 10 points would have been fine. 12 would have been really, really good. We got 10. It's a good month in the league. We have to say that much.
Yeah, yeah. And my early New Year's resolution with talk of New Year's is to absolutely not look at what Manchester City are doing.
Okay.
I don't think you can argue with the points total out of there. The manner in which we got those points, you know, could we have done better? And I think that's the lingering, if there is a minor lingering annoyance, it's that, is that, you know, we get our noses in front of Arsenal and then we give away a soft one. You know, I kind of almost like the polar opposite of Chelsea, where we go one down and then we rescue the points. But no real complaints from me. I think the Cardiff, you do them routine. It's routine, despite, you know, some of the noise around it. We win by 4-1 is never a bad result. You know, Fulham, I was actually impressed with Fulham. You win 2-0. Look, at the end of the day, if you would have said at the start of the season, Liverpool win at home, and they draw it away, you kind of take that.